Okay, this is Monday, August 29th, and it's questions and answers.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So nice to see you here, and I hope that it's finally sinking into your consciousness that you are a creative person, that you are one with this thing that we call God, or you're one with the universe. And if you can bring yourself to realize that, you will find all the power that you need in your life to do things with. But it's the idea that you are not separated from anything. And for years, since we were children, we were taught that we were separated. We were taught that we are here and God there. And that is not at all true. God is right here, right now. So remember that. The other day received in the mail from somebody, didn't have a note or anything on it, a book called God is Always Hiring. Isn't that a marvelous title? God is Always Hiring. And I then sat down, I read three chapters, very nice book, but I got to thinking, God is always hiring, God is always healing, God is always loving. God is always doing everything, people. And we have to remember that. We have to remember that. This thing called God is for us, not against us. So, with that said, I'll open it to questions and answers. Any metaphysical question. It doesn't have to be on thanks or the power of thanks or anything. It can be any metaphysical question that you're looking for an answer to.
Well, this morning we were discussing something, and I think Jerry answered it, but I would like to get your take. Well, it's about what you think brings about your life.
Yes, what you think about you bring about.
And that's the case with everybody, but what about true victims? Like, say, you're born into a third world country, or you're an animal born into captivity that then gets, you know, slaughtered, or whatever. What about those souls?
Well, everyone has a soul, and everyone has to complete what's going on in their life. And we choose all these different things, whether we know it or not. So there's no such thing as a victim. There's only volunteers. And people volunteer, but they don't know it. You can't scold them. They just don't have the knowledge that they need. And you have to have that knowledge that I am the cause onto my own experience.
So even when you're born into a bad situation, you're the cause of that?
Yes. Somewhere. That's a very difficult one to get through your head. It's difficult for me to get my through. That you can think a small little baby comes into the world. Did they ask? Well, they say we pick our parents, we pick this, we pick that. So something is going on. Exactly what, I don't know. But I know that there's something going on. Mm-hmm. And when I can't understand all that stuff, I just put it on a shelf.
Yes.
Till I have enough knowledge to take it down. Because they can never throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Well, I don't know if this is the right term, but I've heard about this. Is it collective consciousness?
The collective consciousness, yes.
You know, like if you, in other words, if you put yourself in a situation, like if I were to move to Iraq or someplace and join a mosque, you know, you take on sort of the collective.
You always take on the collective consciousness. We're taking on the collective consciousness. Every country has its own collective consciousness. Every city has its own collective consciousness. And it's the consensus. That what collective consciousness means, you've come to a consensus of what things should be, which is absolutely not right. You could never come to a conclusion. Once you come to a conclusion, you stop thinking. So, everybody, that collective consciousness is real, and we do it. Our culture is collective consciousness. Everything about it is a collective consciousness. Does that help?
So yeah, so in other words, like, so he's using that Middle East kind of thing as an example.
Yeah.
So people that live in the Middle East, a lot of them aren't terrorists. A lot of them aren't even
absolutely
Muslims or
absolutely
whatever. A lot of them are just, you know, good people.
Good people.
Because they choose to live where they live, sometimes they take on a collective consciousness.
Well, yes, or a cultural type thing.
Is there a way to overcome that? I mean, other than moving?
Well, I think you have to come to the conclusion that that's going on. And now what am I going to do about it, you see? Am I going to live here, or am I going to move, or am I going to change my consciousness about all the stuff, you know? And I think you have to change your consciousness constantly. You said something that I picked up on, and you have to start out with the premise that everybody is good. There's no such thing as a terrorist. You say everyone is good, and then pull from that goodness. But we are conditioned to think that terrorists are everywhere. You know, and they're not. You know, I don't care what they're saying; they're not. And it has become worse because of the collective consciousness. People start to believe that there is such a thing as terrorists and terrorism and all that. And we see it, so we have to start. That's that one thing. Judging by appearances. That is an appearance, and it's a very convincing appearance. But we don't judge by appearances. It's difficult for your mind to do that, because the mind says, "Oh no, look at them, look what they've done." You know, I watch travel shows on television, and when you see all the beauty in this world, how can you think that it's not a beautiful place to live? I can't figure this out. I'm sure, yes, there was terrorists here, there, and everywhere. I just don't allow them to come into my life, you know. I don't allow any of that stuff to come into my thinking. And we keep hearing it. I see now they say every 35 seconds somebody is robbing. There's a robbery. I can't believe that one. I won't believe that one. You know. I won't believe that. So I make up my own belief system, and that's putting out my thought to make my reality what I want it to be. That help you any? We're creating it. We create everything. And we have to take that responsibility. I've created this. And then you say, how can I uncreate it? By changing your thinking. I had Rose on the phone, and she said she was depressed. And I said, well, that's too bad, and this, that, and everything. And she said, well, how do you get out of it, Dallas? And I waited a minute, and I said, oh, you use your mind, don't you? I said, yes, I do, Rose. And she said, I wish I could do that. You can do it. You just have to keep talking to yourself. And you have to keep convincing yourself that what you are thinking is real. And what she does, she convinces herself of real things that are happening to her, but she multiplies them. Every time you do that, you keep multiplying this stuff. So, don't multiply your burdens, you know. Let it all go. Anyone else have a question?
I read somewhere that we're treating all the time.
Oh, yes.
That you know, a treatment isn't just, you know, bringing about the mental equivalent of like something really positive. We're treating all the time.
Yes.
And if you're sitting around idle mind, you know, thinking of the problems of the world,
right,
we're actually treating for that to happen.
Absolutely. The more you think about it, the more you bring it into existence. Absolutely. And that's a hard one to understand, too. Some of the stuff I do not understand, people, but I do it anyway. Because I want it to work. I want it to work. I've been in other organizations and churches and religions and so forth. It didn't work. This teaching works if you work it. It absolutely works. No.
I was just thinking of your friend that you mentioned a couple of times, some lady that if you go to visit her, she'll kind of say, like, if you say something negative, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Yes, that was Maya Angelou. She just asked him to leave. She said, I don't want that in the walls of my house, all that bitterness and whatever they're doing, you know, and which is absolutely true. That other friend of mine, Joyce Reynolds, taught a class on can never think of it. Well, about energy in every object. You know, there's energy. And why do you feel like this? You have to know that the necklace that you're wearing, maybe the woman got strangled in that necklace or something. Now, that necklace actually contains that energy. So, everything is energy. It contains things, you know? And don't you feel bad? Sometimes you see something you don't want it. I mean, that it tells you, right, oh, something's wrong with that. Let's not do it. Cyclonics or something. Why can't I think of how to say that? So, well, anyway, it's they teach courses in it, and they teach a great deal of these courses at Duke University. Mm-hmm. Yes, one of the few universities. I don't think there is no university that I know of at the present moment that's teaching metaphysics. Because it doesn't make sense to me. But the first time I went to the church in Atlanta, that man, whatever he was, I was hooked. Because it made absolute sense. Absolute sense. You know? And the rest of them do not. I think that it's wonderful that they have all that religious hoorah on the television. But what they're saying is absolutely incredible. You cannot believe a word of it. But yet they fill up 6,000 seat theater and they're telling lies. Or at least, let's say, falsehood. Yeah.
Distorted
somehow, yes. Absolutely distorted. So, and with Christianity, I mean, to believe everything that's taught by Christians is ridiculous, you know. Christmas, all the little things that they do. I love Christmas, by the way. But it is not Christ's birthday. If you want to make it that's fine. I'm not putting any of that stuff down if it helps you. But I know too many people, especially in the land of Nod where I grew up, they've been in those churches 40, 50 years and they don't know a damn thing. Their lives are not better. They hate each other. They're mean, spiteful people. And I noticed that when I was going to the... And I thought, I'm not... I don't want to be around these people. I want to be around people that know that they are one with the universe, and that there's a power for good in the universe that we can draw upon. And we do not have to worship it. We do not have to get down on our knees. All we have to do is believe. My friend Betty said to me, or wrote it to me once, God does not ask us to try harder. God asks us to believe more. It's done with belief, not with all the efforts and all the stuff that goes on out there. It's done with your beliefs. And I thought of you as soon as I saw that book that God is always hiring. I thought of you right away and thought, oh, God is always healing. God is always healing. So, healing is going on. Great stuff is going on all the time. We just fail to see it because we're so conditioned out there. We're so conditioned. And we have to notice that and give that up, that conditioning. Another question? Andrew?
What did I miss?
You have a question?
Yeah, what did I miss?
Everything. I gave the secret of life away and you were out. You were gone. I only do that every 10 years, so wait. It'll come back.
I'd like to talk more about us choosing our parents.
Yes. That's a difficult one.
Yes, it is.
But we...
Why would one choose bad parents?
Well, because you have to learn something.
I'm sorry?
You have to learn something. And that those parents are teaching you something, and you are teaching those parents something. Mm-hmm. See? So there's a wonderful connection going on. And that's how you learn to forgive them. You know, I have forgiven everything about my parents. Because they had no idea what they were doing, you know. They would have treated everyone the same way, so I wasn't special, you know. But I think it's, you know, I love the idea that we picked our parents, you see, because it's a continuing thing, and you're floating around with nothing. You haven't been conceived or anything. And there must be some consciousness going on somewhere saying, oh, pick those parents, they'll teach you something. You see? And when I say teach, because I hate that when they say God's teaching a lesson, God doesn't teach lessons, people. God only loves you. Only loves you. That's all God is doing all the time. And God is trying to show us who we are. God is always trying to show us who we are. So, I understand. I mean, I have no problem with that I picked my parents. Now, I may have been hasty picking them, you know, but I picked them. And it makes your life, when you realize that you picked your parents, it gets rid of a lot of garbage in your mind. You don't have to worry about anything. Well, I did this, so what? You see? And I can forgive myself and forgive them and go on with the thing. So.
I've learned a lot from my parents.
Pardon?
I've learned a lot from the bad things.
Yes.
My parents. The things that I needed to learn start to evolve.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It'll all work out in the end, people. It always does. It works up. Excuse me, it works somehow. Did that help you any, Paul?
What do you think about when people pass
transition, do they need to move on to a different place, or do they stay like in your heart, or you know?
Well, they always stay in the memories and all the feelings and stuff you have for those people. But those people who make their transition are completely involved in a whole new and different life.
Okay.
And they're not giving one thought to you. Only you are thinking of them.
Okay.
Because they're completely involved in a new life. Mm-hmm. Andrew, I thought you had a question. He's deep in thought, that boy. Well, let me say this. With all this metaphysical stuff, and there's many books out there, and there's many teachers out there, you have to make it simple. When you start to complicate it, it's not going to work. God is simple. Not complicated at all. Not complicated at all. So, we were taught when we were children about God was powerful and God was mighty and God did this, that, and the other thing. God doesn't do any of that. God doesn't do it. Love yourself. Love yourself as much as God loves you. Love yourself as much as God loves you. The whole idea that we're going through this life is we're trying to realize that we are God, and we're going to become God. We are going to become God. That's all there is to it. Make sense? Yes. As you get rid of all the little nits and fleas in your life, you start to see that, don't you? Yeah. Get rid of the nits and fleas. What nit and flea do you have there, Andrew? No fleas?
Good.
Mm-hmm. No, well, good.
I'm just trying to organize my life right now.
And how are you doing
that? I did notice recently that, like there's always been, like, four things I've always, like, focused on manifesting-wise. And largely those four things have eluded me.
Well, let's see, money and career are two of them.
The idea of putting your focus on something that's positive and not worrying about those things that aren't working out or aren't doing as well as you hope they would.
You have to train yourself to think correctly. And that's just in your training.
I find myself all the time like going like, it's a tool I haven't used for like 6 months because I've forgotten about it, you know. And that happens a lot, so.
What is your greatest tool?
Imagination.
See what you want in life, not what's there. See what you want in life. And then give thanks that all that stuff is already with you, that you have all that you have the money, you have the success, you have the loving relationship. Know that they already exist and that you have them already.
I noticed that a lot of life I like go along very even keeled, but then I go to like you know, meet a girl or something like that, and then like things get thrown all out of sorts, you know. And I go through like these tsunami of like emotional swings, and because things aren't, you know, like they're like it's not simple anymore.
No, it's not simple anymore.
I mean, is that good or bad? And how do you overcome that?
Well, you just keep doing it till you realize that you can control it. Say.
You can or can't?
Oh, you can. Absolutely. There is nothing we cannot do. Nothing. but yet the mind says, oh, that's a lie. It's not a lie. You have this whole thing called the universe behind you. So you have to give thanks for that, and then you have to realize that good is always coming to you. And because you run into a bad spot, that's good, you know. That's good because now you don't want that. See, we're always trying to make the bad spot good. The bad spot is a bad spot. Get rid of it and go to the next thing. You know, and that's difficult too. But you can do that. You can do it. Does that help you any? Yeah. So know that everything is coming to you. And it will come.
I also think, like, Christine can probably relate to this, but, like, as an actor, you know, you look at, like, some actors who have, like, they just seem to be on, like, a greased skid, a greased path, just takes them through, boom, 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 and they're, like, in dozens and twenties of shows every year, or movie after movie after movie, and then, like, for some of us, it's, like, it's a much slower pace and more fragmented and right. Hard to get momentum, and,
But that's your momentum. You're looking at somebody else's life and you want it to be your life. You cannot do that. You must say, my life is the most important thing. And God never shows favorites. What God has done for them, God can do for me. That help? Because we get caught up in that stuff and we think, oh, why do they, why are they getting all the fame and glory and so forth. Why not me? I'm just as good a person as they are. And you are. But it's in your time. That's their time. So, if I would be you, I would sit down and tell the universe that you are ready. You're ready for all this. You've worked all these years. You've applied yourself. Now you are ready. And you have to make that a big statement. I'm now ready for the abundance of the universe to come into my life. And it will do that for you. You remember the little statement that I like so much is, God can do for you what you cannot do. It can find your right place and put you in it. It can find your right place and put you in it. It's a wonderful, wonderful affirmation. Use it.
Well, I like your affirmation of, or your thought about God is the Ways and Means Committee.
Oh, yes.
And I'm the Fun and Entertainment Committee. But sometimes I think God would even do a better job for the Fun and Entertainment Committee.
No. No. Don't do that to yourself.
What's the Fun and Entertainment Committee?
Well, when you're treating for something or trying to manifest something, God is the Ways and Means. You never go to the Ways and Means Committee. You stay in your committee, which is the Fun and Entertainment. You have fun and entertain. God will take care of the rest. Because God knows how to do that. We don't know. I don't know how to do anything, really. But I know. Pardon?
Goes back to your heart.
Yes. Fact that
all I am is God, but I'm not all God
is. It is. That's right. See? And that's not taught anywhere either. But there is a power for good in the universe. And you are one with that power. Absolutely. So when you look out there and see other people getting this, that, and the other thing, don't worry about them. That's their life. Worry about your life. Be concerned. And know that God is working in, as, and through you at every minute of the day. You see? We have to give ourselves pep talks all the time. You know, we're the ones that have to bolster ourselves up. Yes. So, bolster yourself, young man. Do you know the other little thing that I like so much? Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. So be bold. If you have to stamp your foot, damn it, I want this. It's all right. You may do that. Yeah. Yeah, you may do that. And it gets the energy going again. Yes. It's all done with the mind, people. Keep your mind in the right place.
Mind control.
It is. Yes. This teaching is mind control. Exactly. People don't like to say that because they think you're brainwashing. But you have to control your mind, and you have to learn how to do that. We're not taught that. I wish we were taught that since day one. Think how fabulous your life would be if we were taught that at day one. And think what your life would be if you didn't have all those falsehoods to get over all the time. We've learned so many things that are wrong. Just downright wrong. Now we have to get rid of all that and keep this vessel clean. Yeah, because we can go down the slope very quickly. You can go down that slope. There's plenty of evidence out there. Prove this teaching, people. Prove it to yourselves. Love yourself. Get a little project that you want to make it manifest. Start with something small. Whatever it is. You have to build that muscle. You just have to keep building it. But don't get discouraged. Discouragement will bring you nothing but more discouragement. Question? No? No one?
What's the topic next week?
Well, I'm going to call this week to see where those books got to. I have books coming for us, and the title of it is Thank and Grow Rich, instead of Think and Grow Rich like Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill's book, I think, may have been in the 20s when he came out with that. And they thought that if you read it, you'd immediately become wealthy. Thousands and millions of people have read that book and they're not wealthy. They're not wealthy because it doesn't tell you to change your mind. It doesn't tell you have to start to think differently. And you have to start to think rich thoughts. And you have to see yourself wealthy. And you will become wealthy. So I'm delighted with this. If I get the book, that's what we're going to do all next month. I think that's good. Because remember, this class is called Abundance and Prosperity, Including Money. And there's very little that you can do in the world without money. You know, that's the evil. When they talk about money being evil, it's the lack of money. That's the evil part. If you have money, you have a better consciousness, not nervous, or, you know, my bills are paid. My bills are paid. I still use that affirmation. All my bills are paid on or before time. All my bills. And I sit down and do that to make that affirmation real. You have to make your own affirmation. You know, that's that treat and move your feet routine. You have to do something. There has to be some action taking place. You know, you just don't say, oh, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing. You have to make an effort. You have to go forward with it. So, and we can do it. So, let's do this coming year. Let's really make it. September, I always think, is a start because of school starting when I was a child. And I always think that's a wonderful sign, September, to get back into the fray and make something out of it. Yes. And then the other thing about this teaching, Andy, is it's to give you peace of mind so that you're not worried, so you're not concerned about money and sex or whatever it is that you're concerned about. Once you get peace of mind, you don't have all those things going on, and things start to come to you again. Because do you think God's mind is not peaceful? And here, Jerry, I'll throw a thing in here. Collective consciousness. The belief you have in God is collective consciousness. So, but you can change your consciousness, and you can change collective consciousness, or you don't have to live in collective consciousness. You can remove yourself from that. But what we know and think about God, all collective consciousness. They don't like people to know that. We don't hear that very often. You see. But that's the truth. That's the truth. All right, we have time for one more question. Oh! Well, I'm so proud of Paula. I think she's done marvels with herself, and John also. You're using this teaching, and that's wonderful. You don't fall for all that other hoorah that people tell you out there. Well, you don't fall for it. You have to be your own person, and you're your own person, and you're your own person. That's the way it works. There's a power for good in the universe, and you are one with that power. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you. Thank you.